Hi there, I'm Courtney Brandt, and welcome to the first season of CSR One. We often think of corporate social responsibility, or CSR initiatives, as something a corporation forces its employees to commit to once a year with limited results. And so, we wanted to focus on driving real change and not just platitudes. Essentially, what can we do with our personal platforms to make a difference? We wanted to talk to individuals from different parts of the community who are leading regular lives, and yet we're all involved in something outside of why people normally know or recognize them. In creating a CSR of One, we will learn more about charitable initiatives and what drives individuals to seek them out. Our small part in this larger picture is to draw attention to these amazing and philanthropic endeavors. So we ask you guys, our listeners, to look into your own lives. What can you do? Who can you support? How can you use your platforms and presence to spread messages about projects and organizations you are passionate about? We hope you enjoy the show, and we hope you're inspired to share more and learn more about some of the amazing institutions we discuss. I was first introduced to today's guest in 2016 when he was working at Play, an eclectic upmarket Dubai restaurant. Since then, I've known him mostly from his work as an award-winning chef, and he is legitimately one of the busiest people I know. And it was natural that when discussing his many accomplishments, my first thought was to chat about food and the global culinary projects he's a part of. But I was intrigued to learn that over the past year, he's been working diligently on a project miles away from his current home in Dubai, all the way in Zanzibar. In case you haven't guessed it, today we're talking to Reef Othman. We sat down with Reef at Slab on a lovely Thursday morning to learn how his involvement with the CR Hope Foundation happened, almost serendipitously.
I met a guy, his name is Renos, he's from Greece, and we had a little chat. He went there to have a look, have a holiday with his brother, and yeah, they're in love with the city, you know, and seeing the kids, etc., blah, blah. And they said, no, let's do something, you know, for the kids. So they planned to do a school, and sad to say that the brother passed away. So he wants to continue this journey of him and his brother.
Was he in F&B or was
he? No. He's totally out. You know, he's doing finance, doing marketing. He works in Abu Dhabi. And yeah, I mean, he used to be a party goer, you know. I think until after he settled down, then he wants to do this.
Did he approach you or just kind of like
you guys met up? No, we just talked. That's it. I'm in. What do you mean? You know? Let's put some funds in it. I'm not rich too, but I have some money. Why not, you know? It was a lot of process that we have to go through. We have to go to the government. After that, we have to go to the city. We have to get approval with the city chief. Then after that, we have to look for the land. After we look for the land, we have to look for the owner of the land. I was surprised that the landlord said, this is yours. Since you're going to build for the school, for the kids, why not, you know? So that's where it started. And it's amazing. It's tough. Realize it's in overseas for certain reasons. And then I can't go public about CR Hope in Dubai. And I just internally from friends, etc. So that's the reason why it's very hard to raise the fund. Because it's sad to say that a lot of people in Dubai live in a very luxury feel. Not even 5 dirham for donation is pretty sad. You know, but nevertheless, you know, I have a lot of good friends around me. I have a lot of people support me. I think that's where, you know, we build up something together.
I mean, Zanzibar is such a... I've went last April, and for some place that's so close that has had such a Middle Eastern influence. I think Oman has been quite involved for many, many years. You know, you're right, that there is a place that we could give and help out.
Yeah, what is that? As you can see in Zanzibar, a lot of people goes there for holiday. There's opportunity there. There's a lot of tourists, a lot. And sad to say that the locals does not give that service in a way where, you know, they don't know what is spaghetti, they don't know what is medium and medium rare, it doesn't know what is orange, you know, that kind of stuff. Just give an example. I think I want to educate that.
So you want to take the kind of the kids that maybe even a younger age, they're looking for a trade and they could work not only in their own country, but they could work also overseas. So they just need the education. And honestly, if you work in a kitchen, you could work anywhere. You could work on a cruise ship. You could be going around the world.
Yeah. I mean, and we have a lot of 5-star hotels coming in and building up in Zanzibar. So I think with the local, I think it's the best that that we build up, we train them up, at least they have a job, you know, they have a job, and then we build up the city itself, you know, in the country itself. There's opportunity though. I mean, it's unlike Ghana, unlike Kenya, unlike Nigeria, unlike a few other places, but they are very pure, very, you know, I don't know. I feel so good.
I see what you mean. When I went, I travel with friends, and when we go to places, we always donate to schools. And it's not because I'm trying to like be this great, it's the right thing to do, you know, when you go to these kind of places. So does the CR Hope Foundation, do they tie into that? Do you see them one day having a kind of culinary trade?
We will not go to that area as yet. At the moment right now, I just want to focus schools for the kids. Then after that, once we raise the fund better, then my next step is to open up a culinary school and culinary and service. So I think that's give a bigger opportunity for the teenagers. So after school, you know, they can come in, do what they need to do, and they can work in Zanzibar, they can work in Dubai, they can work in all over the world. You know, I mean, that's give them the future, I would say.
Yeah, so they can absolutely provide for their family, yeah, to have the money come back in.
And sad to say that, you know, when I went there, the kids are not such kids that will come and beg for money. They said, read a book for me. Let's play a football together. I said, wow. I mean, that's, I never seen in my life, you know what I mean?
That actually leads to a good question then. So what's been your favorite memory so far being involved with CR Hope?
I think children is the next step for the future, as all of us know. And they are the next thing. And I want to give them back, you know, what I've done. I think I do want it to do. I achieve what I need to achieve. I think why not share some of my achievement to others, you know what I mean? To have a better life for them.
So how would you recommend is best for others who want to help out? How can they help out? What's the best way to do that?
I think go to the Instagram. And then there's a website in it and support from there. And then we can do the charity online. The donation that whatever require, I mean, no obligation, you know, yeah. Go for it.
And so do you have someone on the ground then who's kind of like monitoring the spending and it's, you know, it's all being going into the schools and the kind of fundamentals and that sort of
thing? Yeah, so Reynolds is the one who's going to handle all the funding. I'm not going to touch that. I'd rather like let's just get the finance in. I think that's more focused. And for me, since I'm pretty well known in Dubai, so I think for me to reach CR Hope out in the market, I think that gives a lot of attention, I would say.
It does. That's how, I mean, I wouldn't have found out about it. Obviously, that's why we're here today. But I always like to see people use their platforms for more than just what they're known for. And especially for people like you that are at the top of the game, then it's more meaningful. And because if you do it, then potentially other chefs or other, you know, individuals might kind of follow that lead.
Yeah, it's not easy, as you know. And it's a lot of work and effort to do and your free time. We built a bracelet now to raise some funds. So it's a symbol of owl, a symbol of wisdom and knowledge. So I think that's what we are doing now. At least, you know, they can do a little bit of funding in terms of donation. They will receive that.
When we come back, how you can get involved with this initiative and why the community wanted to build a statue of Reef.
Hey guys, it's Chirag, and I'm very excited that we're going to be having our first ever episode of Tales of the Trade in front of a live audience on Wednesday, April 24th at 3 p.m. in Dubai. So this is going to be an opportunity for you guys to be a part of the full raw interview with the entrepreneur and even get a chance to ask a question or two of your own. For the live episode, I'm going to be joined by Don Metcalf, who's the founder of PDSI and the author of the Heart Talk Handbook. It's free to attend, and we'd love to see you all come out there. For more details, you can visit our website, talesofthe.trade/live-episode. You can also look us up on Facebook and Instagram, where we'll have details about the event.
Welcome back. You're listening to CSR of One with Reef Othman. When you're working on a project, you can run into roadblocks that you don't anticipate, yet find yourself not wanting to let people down and keep going. And sometimes, all it takes is hard work with a little bit of luck.
The initial cause was a boom. The reason being, we need to get water. And we've got wheel, someone digging on the ground. There's water coming from the ground. So that really like blessed us. So that really saved a lot of money. Okay. So we target to open by end of the year. So with the year end of school, and then we start with new semester next year, you know, that's the aim.
And primary through secondary?
Yeah, primary through secondary. And now we are hunting for retired teachers. So we have a lot of volunteer now, especially from UK and South Africa. Mm-hmm. So we try to get people in. And of course, obviously, some of them say, don't worry about the accommodation. We'll pay our own, you know. So bless them, you know. I'm very happy, you know, because it's, you know, it's not about making money, you know, it's to teach the kids.
So not only people could donate to help the school, if you were or know somebody who has time to give. So if you're a certified teacher in any kind of capacity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think that'd be great, you know what I mean? So now we're trying to get a school uniform to be sponsored. And in the meantime as well, we're just getting around in terms of getting sponsor for this, sponsor for that, and then supportive of any donation that we need to. And yeah, that's it. And the school, we're looking for names. That's I'm going to put my sons, my daughter, you know, and some of the donation who puts a lot of donation in it. So, you know, and it give a little bit of prayers as well. Like, let's go to Reef classroom tonight, you know what I mean? I mean, today, you know, or go Courtney class tomorrow, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's nice rather than go A1, A2, 2B, you know, 2C, you know, I rather have names, you know what I mean? I think it's
so there's a personal connection.
Exactly, you know, and it's nice as well, you know, and they feel good if someone to go in there.
Yeah, or maybe
I'm part of
a donation in somebody's memory.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, somebody,
yeah.
If somebody was very big into philanthropic kind of events, what a good way for their kind of name, a legacy to
live
on.
Yeah, and you know, they to the extent they want to build a statue of me, say, no, I'm not that far though. I don't want a statue of myself. You know, it's really weird. But this is how they look at, you know what I mean? They're just like, you know, they want to give back. I say, no, don't give me anything back, you know? I need to give you guys, you know, I don't need anything back, you know.
How many students will you be kind of targeting?
So every class we're looking at maybe the primary school maximum 20 kids in a class, you know, and then upper level also maybe 30. So we're looking into that. Then after the high school, secondary, then we will try to connect with some university or whatever to give a bit of support. And if they say they really need the fund, then we'll take from the foundation fund to support them to move on their career step. So after university, then they can do whatever they want. And then nevertheless, I want to make sure that the kids come back to the school and give back to the kids. So this is the deal that I want to look for. You know, I mean, not just like I give you the best education and you got a good job and you totally forget about us. So we will make sure that and after, during their school holiday, whatever, come back to school, service the school. I mean, that's where they started. I think that will create a good story for them.
Will you take your kids when you go in March? Or
No, but I think this summer they're in school now. So I think it's nice for them to see how is it like over there, you know, where they live in this part of the world where they can get everything what they want. And over there, you know, just like a simple book, the kids are just like keep on reading again and again and again. You see, it's just fascinating, you know, to see these kids. I feel, you know, whenever I went there, I feel blessed, you know, in many ways. Even the kids, my kids now, like, you know, I can't use this anymore. Okay, let's keep aside for the kids.
Aww.
You know, all the toys. Oh, I don't like these kids anymore. I mean, these toys anymore. But let's put aside.
Yeah, from an early age to consider something not be disposable, to think that it has another use, to think that it has another life. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, like you just mentioned, you know, I mean, kids will see, you know, if the parents does that, automatically, you know, in their head, it's not all about the money. It's not about what you have. I think the courage is your heart. That's it. And the rest will follow.
You say that like it's so easy because I think a lot of people do have a lot of money, and especially where we live, they do come into wealth, and then maybe they don't always think back to how can I pay that forward.
Yeah, I do charity myself for other stuff, but this is much more, I would say, honored in a different way. You know, and building, yeah, it's my own thing, you know, and I would love to
build
a school.
You can see it though, and when you post about it and talk about it, like it's very apparent that your involvement is at a very personal level. Like I can really get that feeling from you. And I think that's, to me, that's the thing that's inspiring, is that I wish more people would do things like, hey, I talk about dogs because I like dogs and that's my thing. But whatever your thing is, it could be anything. You just need to be like, you met this guy at the right time, you had this conversation, boom, you were in because it spoke to you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, like, it just touched my heart, you know.
Service shouldn't just be like Duke of Edinburgh certificate, I have to do this to go to college. It should be, I'm called to do it and I feel like I should do it. And the point of this is all that we all have these individual brands these days and we should be using those platforms in ways that help others in the community.
That's it. So now what is that? I'm trying to I'm working partnership with Varona Chocolate. So I'm going to create my own chocolate So I'm going to sell that chocolate. With that percentage that I have, I'll donate into the school. So this is the aim, the next step. So I think that will help a little bit.
Thanks for tuning in to our first episode. If you want to learn more about the CR Hope Foundation, please visit www.crhopefoundation.org for further details. We'll also have links in our show notes. This episode was hosted by me, Courtney Brandt, and produced by Chirag Desai. If you like what you've heard, please spread the word and subscribe in your favorite podcast player and in streaming apps like Spotify and Agami. We'll be back next week with a brand new guest and another inspiring story. Until then, remember to be nice out there on social media. Think about sharing something for someone else. Goodbye and have a great week.